Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. I'm really excited to have them on the call. They are consistently one of the top five income earners in Ambit Energy. They have won the Thompson Leadership Award. They have a huge organization across the country, and you will see them soon at the Illumination Tour. Please welcome Chris and Debbie Atkinson, million-dollar income earners. Welcome to the call.
Mr. Bear Gordon, thank you, sir. Man, glad you made it out of the snow. Back to Austin where it's nice and warm. You get cozy by the fire if you felt like it. But, you know, here's what I'm going to start with. Thanks for being on the call. Thanks for being on the call. Because, see, to me, people who dial into the conference calls, they have a little something extra inside of them, a hunger, or maybe it's a pain, because they want more out of their Ambit business. And so they're willing to do more. And listen, I dialed in 8 minutes early. I was listening to people chime in, registered for simulcast, Illumination, just got back from Yellow Jacket, was over at another training over here. You know, here's what I'm going to say to the people that went to trainings. Go out tomorrow and sponsor someone. If not, was the training worth attending? You see, the reason that we need to go to trainings is a multitude of reasons. Hey, we need to get fired up. I have, you know, a crazy person every once in a while that joins and says, well, I'm not going to go to those things. That's just motivation. Exactly. That's why you need it. You see, you and I get beat up day after day after day all day long. So we need the events. But when you go, you got to listen and you got to learn and you got to let it all soak in. I was asked tonight to kind of go old school. Talk about the early days. You see, when I joined, there was nothing going on in Houston, Texas. Matter of fact, when the person that sponsored me is Steve Thompson, lives in Austin, gave me a call, and I live in Houston, Texas, told me to get all the way to Dallas, 250 miles, just to go see the plan. Got there, went to the meeting. The meeting was done. The presentation was done, a one-on-one by Brian McClure. He then took us to dinner and said, now we're going to go to the live business presentation, which was done by the VP of the company and Chris Chambliss himself up there, going through the dollars and the quarters and telling everybody why we should join. Got in the car, drove 250 miles, found a way to borrow $429 the next day so I could get started the day after that. And then I got a phone call that said the first training is 6 weeks from now, and it's back in Dallas. Get your ticket today. Holy cow. Okay. That's what I was told to do, so I did it. Now, in the meantime, I went ahead and promoted to senior because I was just told to go do that, so I'm pretty good at following instructions. And I went to that first training in Dallas at a place called the Thompson Center. Walked in, saw his name on the wall, and said, holy moly, we finally found the real deal, didn't we? And so, you know, I had a couple of consultants with me at this event, and we all listened, we learned, we ate afterwards, we got home, we stayed up late talking, and we went to work on Monday morning sponsoring people. The reason we did that is because we were told that 4 weeks from then is the next training back in Dallas, and we better show up again with new teammates. And so that's what we did. We drove back a month later. This time I borrowed my parents' 2500 Suburban, packed it as full as I could with people, and hit the road. Came back and did the same thing. Got everybody working better, working harder, sponsoring more, getting other people promoted. So we could go back in January, and this time we had four cars driving up the freeway following each other. You see, folks, we were told to do, and we did. We were never told, hey, just come out and enjoy. We were told, bring your consultants with you. Don't ever show up alone, and always come back to the next one with new teammates. And so that's what we just followed. Now, over time, it led us to, you know, promoting to EC in 5 months and getting our Yellow Jacket a few years later and being asked to be on the cover of Success Magazine with nothing but yellow jackets. It was every yellow jacket in the company got to be on that cover. That was Brian McClure and Philip Eckhart, Steve Thompson, Carlos Marin, Esther Spina, Ray Monty, me and Debbie. That was it, eight of us. On the magazine as the millionaires in Ambit Energy. You know, all of those people I just mentioned don't wear yellow anymore. Five are in purple, two are in blue, and one's in black. 5 million, 15 million, and $20 million earners. You see, those of us that got in the beginning, we didn't have it easy. We had it hard. We had it rough. People were tough. They didn't treat us nice. They didn't treat us like children. They treated us like grown adults. And they looked us in the eye and they said, get to work or we're not going to help you. Grow your business or move out of the way. And I just was never willing to see if they were telling the truth or just trying to egg me on. I would just follow what they were telling me to do, and I would go do it. And I got to be honest with you today, I love them all. There's not one of those people that was so rough on me in the beginning that I despise. I thank them. One of the roughest on me was Chris Chambliss himself. I remember I had been in EC for probably about 10 or 11 weeks, and I guess I had a problem. I had an issue. I was so grateful for becoming an EC that I just wanted to keep helping everyone that helped me to promote, right? People helping people, even way back then. And it was a Friday paycheck. Now, again, this was in the beginning. Chris Chambliss could go over to the printer and take a check off the printer. He'd write a hand note on it, put it in the envelope, and send it off to get to your mailbox. And every once in a while, he'd write something cool. I remember one of Debbie's checks he wrote. It was her first residual check. It was like $12. He wrote on it, "No great cathedral was built overnight. Keep doing what you're doing, and before long, this check will have a few zeros behind it." But he picked this check of mine on a Friday. I've been EC for 10 weeks already. The check was for $2,350 for a weekly paycheck. He wrote a handwritten note on it. He said, "Love you, brother. Great check." It's from your EC code. Get off your and go to work. Old school, teaching us to get out there and to make it happen, to make it happen. You know, we used to not recognize anybody for going RC unless they did it in like a week. We didn't recognize anybody for going SC unless they did it in a month. I'm not saying that what we do now is right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying it's not what we used to do. And what we used to do made Ambit Energy the number one fastest growing company in the entire United States of America. That's what you and I need to pull together to do. We need to climb back up that list. Listen, I know we're bigger. I know we're more profitable and we have a bigger revenue and it will be tougher. But I'm not quitting, are you? I'm not going away. I'm not even slowing down. If I'm doing anything, I'm picking up the pace. If I'm doing anything, I'm reaching out to help more people. I'm going to ask you tonight to dig deep. This is our moment in time, each and every single one of us. 2016 has already been laid out to be tremendous for a handful of people. Now, let me explain handful. This is not like you and I hand. When I say a handful, I mean there's enough this year for anybody that wants to stake their claim. But you got to mean it. I asked you earlier this year, I said, I want you to declare what you're going to do in 2016. Well, I mean it. You got to declare. Don't go, I wish I could make $1 million. Yeah, you never will. You declare it, You go put forth the effort that deserves it, that shows you want it, and it's coming your way. So here's how I'm helping as much as I can this year before I turn the call over. Yes, we will do illumination in four locations, February 20th and 20th, March the 5th, Chicago, Illinois, March the 12th, Clear Lake, Texas, and March the 19th in Erie, Pennsylvania. At each location, we will have Miss Deb Cheslow herself. Phenomenal lady. She spoke at Ambition 2014, and she's been working with the EC Factory ever since. Ray talked to me at length about this woman about 6 months ago. I got right on the phone, called her, and booked her in four locations. She's coming to help each and every single one of us. I know she can because I've seen the results. It's proven. It's right in front of us. We cannot deny it. So if you want her help, you better get yourself to one of the events. We'll have an announcement later for you about March the 12th, but just understand, go to team526.biz. Like Bear said, click on events and buy your tickets tonight before it all sells out, folks. It's all going to sell out, and it's going to sell out pretty quick. Lastly, we want to help. You and I get paid to do two things and two things only. We don't get paid to go to meetings, trainings, get on conference calls. We get paid to build a team of consultants who all gather a few customers. We get paid more if we help them repeat and duplicate faster. That's it. Bar none, those are the only two things that you and I get paid for. So we want to help you grow your business. So we're going to help you as best we can Tuesday night. We're going to live stream our normal business presentation that we do here at the Clear Lake Training Center. We're going to live stream that Tuesday night to anyone that wants it. We're not going to charge you anything at all. Okay, the speakers are all national consultants. Myself, my wife Debbie, and national consultant Mark Guerra, who just keeps winning every five-star trip that the AMBIT puts out there. But we're also going to have VP Eric Johnstone live and VP Daryl Starkweather live at our training center. You'll see them live on your TV screen. Folks, so you can plan a home party for Tuesday night, invite teammates and guests over, and we will do everything we can to put them in your business. I already have people that are renting hotel rooms and hooking sound system so that they hear it crystal clear as they watch it live on the screen. Do whatever it takes. We're going to do it Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Central. So listen, I understand. If you're East Coast, West Coast, that's going to be a little different for you. You're just going to have to, on this time, just make the change. Start your meeting at 8:30 or at 5:30, whatever it is you have to do, no matter what coast you're on. But make sure you have yourself, your team, and some guests watching us. Folks, we're going to make this available for free. For all of you that have subscribed to us, putting in your email at team526.biz, you'll get the email Tuesday morning that gives you the link. We'll put it on our Team 526 Facebook page about 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And if we need to, we'll just put it on the front banner ad at team526.biz Tuesday about 7 p.m. And a special surprise for you. When the presentation's over, we're going to give you about a 10-minute break. We'll keep the stream going because 10 minutes later, we're going to come back, and I'm going to interview Eric and Daryl live for each and every single one of you. I promised you January 1st, I'm going to do more this year than I did last year for one purpose. People helping people is something I take serious. So does this lady. Help me welcome up the lady that went from someone I didn't know to an acquaintance to now she's my wife, number five income earner, my wife, Debbie Atkinson.
Thanks, Chris. Awesome. I can't wait till Tuesday night. That's going to be so much fun. And I'm excited about being on the call, especially at the beginning of the year. We're going to get 2016 rocking. We're going to keep it rocking all year long. But it's going to take one thing and one thing from every single person that's on the call, and that's commitment. Commitment. You got to get committed. So let me tell you about a statistic. Y'all know me. I love statistics. That most of the goals, most of the New Year's resolutions that are written, 92% of them fail by January the 15th. That's a statistic. So how many of you on the call has made a New Year's resolution that I'm going to do this, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to make more money, I'm going to work my business harder, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that? Well, you got five more days. 92% of New Year's resolutions fail by January the 15th. So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to change that? Well, it's changed through your commitment. You got to write down your commitment and what you're going to do for your ambit business and stick to it. Don't let anything get in your way. I've had, you know, a girl from Illinois text me today. What am I going to do? I'm afraid. I'm sorry, from California today. I'm afraid. I need three more to get to RC, and I'm truly afraid to make the calls. Well, you know, fear is going to be a player in your life all the time. Fear is going to be there. You determine how big a player you're going to let fear be in your life. So are you going to let it be there at all? You see, I make fear go away. You got to stand up and go, fear, you're not going to control me. I'm going to control you. It's a mindset. Get the mindset that I'm in control, not my fear. So are you in control, or are you letting fear stop you from success? I said, well, you know, Debbie, I'm committed, but yeah, I'm scared to make the calls. I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Of somebody saying no? Well, let me tell you something. No. That didn't hurt. You know, no means not right now. It's a mindset. It was so funny because Tracy Tidwell texted on Facebook. She said that she has tried and tried and tried to help these people and showed them the plan, and they want to make a change in their financial future, but they don't have the money to get in. But yesterday, she saw them repeatedly putting pictures on Facebook that they were at the Texan game. Well, where's your priorities there, right? Just remember, it's their choice. They can say yes or no. If they say no, they stay in their financial situation. Does that mean you have to stay in your financial situation? Does that make you afraid? Does that make you feel bad? Does that take you out of action, make you stop? Those no's, they need to fuel your fire, especially if someone says to you, oh, that's not going to work. You're never going to be successful there. You know, that's what I was told. Oh, you can't do that. That's not going to work. Really? Watch me. Because I wanted it to work. I wanted it so bad. And I got committed to what I wanted out of life. I told fear, you cannot be a player in this game. Because I want to be successful and I want to be a winner. So what are you going to tell fear? What are you going to tell yourself about your success and about your future in 2016? What are you going to do? You see, it's your choice. It's entirely up to you. But I think right now is just what we need to end with is what Chris started with. You got to declare it. You got to declare it right now that you're going to have success in 2016. You got to declare you're not letting fear be a player in your life in making those calls. You got to quit taking it personally if you get a no. That isn't no to you. That's no to themselves. They don't think they can be successful. They've got fear. Drip on them. Just drip on them. They'll come around. You know when they're going to come around? When you have success. That's when they're going to take notice and say, you got a new car? Yes, my Ambit business bought this for me. Really? Wow, you quit your job? Yes, I'm making more of my part-time energy business than I was at my job. I was able to quit, retire early, and buy back my time. You see, that's when people are going to take notice. Some people have to be proven that you can be successful, and they judge their success by what you're going to do. I tell people all the time, don't judge your success by what I can do and what I couldn't do in the very beginning. Just go and have your own success. Be your own person. So you have to declare it. You know, a lot of people are going to come into the ambient energy business in 2016. They can be under you. All you have to do is ask them to take a look. Work the system. Ask them to take a look at this business opportunity. It's a short 15-minute video that we've got on team526.biz. It doesn't take long. You can show it on your phone. 15 minutes, and you get an answer from them. It's a yes or a no. What do you mean maybe? What do you got to think about? Saving money or making money? I never get those people that say, I got to think about it. Really? I just look at them like, what? What part are you going to think about? The part about making money? And they go, oh, yeah. Yeah, what am I thinking about? Yeah, that's what I want to do, make money and save money. See, a lot of people need to be told what to do. They're so used to going to the job. They're so used to having a boss tell them what to do day after day after day after day that they're looking at you to make the decision for them. Yes, you need to push join now. Let's get you signed up. You become your own first customer. And now who is it that you've thought about? Let's call them right now and go talk to them. Oh, okay. Is that easy? Absolutely. Be the leader and show them what to do. Walk through the steps. But it's got to start with your commitment right now. Right now. So you got to write down how many consultants and how many customers are you sponsoring this week? And how many customers and how many consultants are you sponsoring next week and the following week and the following week? You see, it's a commitment. Write your goals down. Be committed to making them happen. And work the system. The system's in place for us. That's how you have success. That's exactly how you have success. So declare it and do it and do it. And when you get tired, you're going to do it some more and do it some more. You see, that's exactly what we did when we first got started. I would be so tired of making calls, but I would think, oh, the next person I call might be the one that signs up as a consultant. Let me make that one more call. It was that possibility that made me make more calls. So what if they do sign up? What if they say, oh, yes, I can't miss out on this? It was the what if, but I always put a positive spin on what if. That what if on a negative spin is what scares you, puts that fear in you. What if they say no? What if they hang up on it? Don't put a negative spin on it. The only negative spin I have on my what if is what if I would have told Chris, no way, I'm not signing up. Now that one makes me scared. Because right now I don't know where I would be. Working, I know, working my crazy head off. I sure wouldn't be where I am right now. And that fear of what I had, that's what drove me into action. The what if, make a positive spin on all your what ifs. Keep everything positive in your life. And you're going to see more success. It's an amazing opportunity. People can come in, ordinary people can come in here and make extraordinary money, crazy money, and go out and help other people change their lives. Where else could you do something like that? I just don't know where else. I've always, always appreciated the Ambit Energy opportunity. I've appreciated Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss immensely for starting this company and allowing us, you and I, grateful for this opportunity and for everyone that's on the call, because you know what? I know people are out there waiting to change their lives. I know people are out there praying for something, and here it is. You have it right here. So get committed. You know, I was on a mission. When I really found out what I had and really realized what I could do with this, I became on a mission to make sure anybody I came into contact with or knew was going to find out about this opportunity. Get on that mission. Get on that mission of helping others. So I hope that you write your goals down, you sponsor a customer consultant every week for the next 52 weeks at the bare minimum, and duplicate that through your team. You're going to have huge success. Again, don't forget to team526.biz. Subscribe to that. There's a place there. So you'll get our team emails. The Tuesday night DP will be live streamed, and Illumination is on the website. Just click on events. But I can't stress enough that I want you to be committed to your future with Ambit Energy, committed to seeing success here, working through the steps, making the calls, and not allowing fear to be a player in your life any longer. Be in control, guys. Be in control. So I appreciate Brian asking us to be on the call tonight. I'm going to turn the call back over to Bayer, and I hope everybody has a great week.